welcome Jimmy Dale earlier if you did not hear that. I don't know what you were doing. Maybe you had to do a bathroom break. I'm not sure. How about Johnny Cash? How about the man in black himself? With I Walk the Line, would you believe it was 65 years ago today that song was recorded? So I played it for you. Start off the entire set with some Billy Crane, his latest single with heroin and whiskey. Speaking of whiskey, Lord preserve us all and protect us, because Mando Richard has whiskey before breakfast on Wednesday. I think he has it on every day, but on Wednesday you can tune in to WRCT to hear our folk and bluegrass show, Whiskey Before Breakfast. It starts at 11 a.m., and you'll hear a wide range of folk music, like traditional, contemporary, just as I said, a wide range. He's got fiddle tunes and just songs galore. And he does a bunch of great interviews. It's a fun program. And if you miss it on Wednesday, he does an encore presentation on Thursday morning. And I think that one starts at 9. Check WRCT.org for just to confirm that. But it's WRCT's own Whiskey Before Breakfast. First run Wednesdays at 11. Encore presentation on Thursday mornings. It's about 24 minutes past your hour. You know, if you ever have a suggestion for a song that you would like to hear on a future show, send me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. And there's a good chance I'll play it. It's not guaranteed, but there's a good chance I'll play it. Speaking of requests, this one came in for the Joy Formidable. It's Into the Blue. It's WRCT Pittsburgh. Viva Lamach.
Again, 'cause now I see. that if I drink a sneaky bee, I'd be crawling instead of bawling. I mix a cola wine with rye. Drink till time for me to go. Well, she didn't bat an eye when she saw me on the floor, just a crawling, a really crawling. I pour the beer and the gin, I drink the gin with the wine. It had me really charging like a jet T99. And I was feeling mighty fine, high as in a Georgia pine. Rocking steady on my legs, the floor came up and bumped my head. Man, I was crawling, oh, really crawling. She was prancing all around, and I was on my hands and knees trying to get up off the ground. When she said with so much ease, man, you ballin', a really ballin'. Just then my husband broke in and threw me out in the street. I don't know what became of her, but I was really beat. I tried to drag it on, sore and full of misery. All the sneaky beat was gone, and the folks could plainly see I was crawling instead of bawling. I was crawling instead of bawling. Yes, I was crawling instead of bawling. Oh, I was crawling instead of bawling. But let me tell you one thing, I ain't going there no more.
Oh, one of my favorite tunes in the whole universe. That was Crawlin' by the Clovers, and that song just has everything in it. It's got that dirty, rotten, low-down, stinking, grinding backbeat, really swell, harmonious vocals, and a groovy theme. Who could ask for less? You listen to Zombo right here in your brain. And this next section of the human experience is about movement. And everybody starts off crawling, and we end up crawling too. So we start crawling and crawling. So today's show is all songs about crawling. Next week is going to be walking. And then you know what? We're going to be doing this a while. We're going to be doing this a while because it doesn't look like I'll be back into the station the fall, maybe the spring, most likely next summer. But don't worry, we'll have a good time. I just I've got some ideas and some music and some time to hang out with you. So let's just do this. You listen to Zombo in your brain on WRCT Pittsburgh. The Human Experience is the whole series that I've been doing during this whole, I guess, you guys, I don't even, it's still a shutdown. It's just a whatever now. It's like this holding pattern. It's like, you know, flying around the airplane. Okay, we're going to land. You sure we're going to land? Yeah, going to go one more around the airplane. We only have so much gasoline, so we got to land sooner or later. And so I'll be back in the station, you know, pretty darn soon, if not sooner. But it might be a couple months yet. But what's the hurry? What's the hurry? We have lots of time to do whatever, whenever, whatever, right? So let's see what we can talk about today. Before one thing that's interesting about crawling is insects. Insects crawl all the time, and I got to think that, you know, I consider myself to be a very wide open minded individual when it comes to being a human being. I have a hard time understanding racism. I have a hard time understanding how people are racists. I really do think that that's probably a learned, or taught. You know, kids hate naps. They don't hate other kids, not till they grow up and their parents teach them how to do it. Just my opinion. But bugs, it got me thinking about how I'm kind of a racist when it comes to bugs. There's some bugs, like, for example, if I see like a ladybug, like in a swimming pool, I'll go in and I'll scoop the ladybug up in my hands, and I'll scoop. I see a grasshopper, I'll say, oh, let's get this, or a nice beetle, I'll get those, I'll rescue those. But if I see like a spider, a spider? I'm even having like scary, because like, for example, there was a spider. There's a spider in the water, and I was gonna say, it ain't gonna stay there. That's for doggone sure. It was a big spider too. And I was saying, well, sorry, guy, I guess I'm a bit of an insect racist because I don't like spiders. So I went to, just as I was gonna like crush it, I was thinking, oh man, I feel pretty bad about it. Then it's like these little fangs came out, and I'm thinking, oh dude, that's so gotta go. So I guess I'm a bit of an insect racist. Some insects, like bumblebees. Bumblebees, oh man, if I'm mowing my lawn, I will wait. I'm not kidding. I will wait until like the bumblebee flies away. I don't want to run over a bumblebee. But if I see these damn sweat bees or these yellow jackets, these guys are just jerks. And I don't mind running over those guys with a lawnmower. But if I see a bumblebee, those are sweet, or honeybee, or those big giant, they're cute. But these yellow jackets or wasps. When I see a wasp, I freak out. And I just wonder, if that's some kind of way that I was raised or my experiences with these insects. Like, maybe it's because I think they're gonna hurt me. And sadly, most of them do. I got stung like crazy this summer. I got two bee. How many times did you get a bee sting? I had two big bee stings this summer. The one I deserved it because I accidentally stepped on a bee and it stung me. The other one, I was mowing the lawn again, and I didn't do it on purpose. I went over a ground nest of yellow jackets, and they stung me up pretty bad. So I guess I just remember that, and I am a bit of an insect racist. But then that actually goes into like, you take that up into like, another section of animals, like squirrels. Squirrels are cute. I never think of doing anything bad to a squirrel. Would you? Would you run away? Would you put poison out for a squirrel? You gotta be crazy to do that. But how different is it than that of a rat? It's got a nice looking tail, kind of like, it's kind of the same, or bunny rabbit. Bunny rabbits are so adorable. I love bunny rabbits. But, you see a raccoon. It's like, ooh, ooh. So there's a thing where you get into the animal kingdom. And I'm a bit of a racist when it comes to certain animals. There's certain animals like pussycats. Love pussycats. Like doggies. Like rabbits. But, I will see a skunk, and I will think twice about anything to do with a skunk. So it's strange. So I think people take that seed. It's like this like lizard part of your brain. It's this lizard part of your brain. It probably has to do with you crawling. So because you're crawling, very, very, very primitive. It's the primitive part of the brain. And my primitive part of the brain, I'm sorry, I am a racist when it comes to certain insects and when it comes to certain animals like rats or certain bugs like cockroaches. I mean, cockroaches don't look much different than a beetle. But I will like, oh, this beetle, he's doing all these things for the flowers and he's just being a beetle and hanging out. But I see a roach and I freak out. So I think some people have that in their brain when it comes to other races of people. So they actually take that primitive part of the brain, and rather than use it to discern which bugs or which animals you like, they actually do that with people, and that's very sad. I really have always had the hardest time understanding racism until I figured out that it's just an expansion. And it is wrong to do this, an expansion of like that primal part of the brain that likes certain things and doesn't like certain things, that's scared by certain things. I'm scared of not so much snakes. I don't mind snakes too much. I think snakes have a rough go in this life. But like spiders just petrify me. Okay, and roaches. So I think people actually like take that the next step and bring it into different kinds of people, and that's wrong. But I kind of try to wrap my head around why certain people are certain ways, and I don't know. That's just my strange conclusion. Hey, you want to get into some crawling tunes? I bet you do. So we're going to listen to The Crawling Terror by the Tiki Creeps. And also, it looks like I'm doing encore shows on WRCT Mondays at noon. So not only is the show airing Friday at 10 a.m. For 3 hours, but also Mondays at noon is an encore show. And you're listening to Zombo right here in your brain, WRCT Pittsburgh, with rebroadcasts on WBCQ The Planet, WBCQ.com and net, all that, and RadioCrown.com. And, of course, you can get all of these shows on ZomboCo.com, ZomboCo.com. There's a whole link to take you to the entire human experience shows that started back in January, and you can download them all for free. There's like, 30 shows up there now. It's pretty awesome. So let's get crawling in your brain. The Crawling Terror by the Tiki Creeps in your brain. Oh, they're crawling too. And they're creeps.
Sergeant, tell them to load up with napalm, rockets, anything they've got.
You'll see it, Joe. You'll wish you hadn't.
Oh, God, I wish we had some nitro.
Just take the peace, wings and fly open. just listen now instead, thinking over things I said, oh, years and years ago. I stole and of course I lied, yes to you, but you must see why you couldn't just be told. There were some things I had to do.
Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others, and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to be hearing these COVID PSAs for a while. But, you know, I kind of feel like I've come to a certain... let me tell you what we played first, okay? I got to get important news out of the way first. The Jesus and Mary Chain. From their album, The Power of Negative Thinking. That's Walk and Crawl. The Wedding Present. did Crawl, and Crawling Terror by the Tiki Creeps started everything off. And while it wasn't a lot of music, but I got the good little bit of a rant in there, right? Yeah. So we're going to hear these COVID things for a while, but I kind of feel okay, you know? I got the vaccine. I'm just kind of hanging out, going to get the booster shot. I'm good for me, you know? And, you know, and that, sometimes you have to take care of yourself. And, you know, it's these people that they're the anti-vax people. Let them take care of themselves, you know. They go and then go to the hospital because you're going to get sick sooner or later. You know it. And a mask really ain't going to 100% protect you from everything. I think because, like, you know, you take the mask down for a little bit, it goes over under your nose, and you're going to get the COVID. So you should get vaccinated. It only makes sense. Don't be stupid. But then again, I know some people are getting vaccinated for the real dumb reasons. Like one dude, I'm not ever getting vaccinated. And then he's like this avid golfer. And I said, well, you know, we're going to this golf outing, but everybody's got to be vaccinated. Then all of a sudden it's like, okay, I'll get vaccinated. So you'll get vaccinated for a golf outing, but you won't get vaccinated for the, you know, it just goes to show how little a lot of people care about other people. And, you know, and for me too, it's just kind of like, I don't know. It just kind of, when I got vaccines when I was in school, it wasn't like, oh, did you want this vaccine against I don't know, it was like what, chickenpox or mumps or there wasn't a big debate there. You rolled up your sleeve, you got the shot, you sat back down. End of story. It's just really sad that people just really can't accept science and they got this fight about every stupid thing. Yeah, it's really, people suck. All right. Okay, let's get back to crawling. Let's get back to crawling, because that's today's show. Today is all songs about crawling, because it's part of the human experience. It's the beginning of our movement series. In this, it's going to be crawling, then walking, then running. Then I'll probably do like a whole show, which I always wanted to do, a show about dance crazes. Like all the crazy dances, like the mashed potato and the baked potato and the Elvis with the hips and the hound dog. I was channeling my inner Norm Crosby. You know, maybe one about like, you know, so different things people do as far as movement goes. Then maybe one on pleasure, one on pain. You know, I'll get around to sex sooner or later. Believe me, I will get around to it sooner or later. You're listening to Zombo in Your Brain, WRCT Pittsburgh. This next instrumental is a mind blower. It is the original version of Caterpillar Crawl. I'm not quite sure who did it. I don't know. They're probably like the Caterpillars or something, because usually when bands did that, it was usually, you know, about the name of the band. But anyhow, this is the original version of Caterpillar Crawl. I might play Dick Dale's version a little later on, but this thing's got a really nice grind to it. You're listening to Zombo in Your Brain, WRCT Pittsburgh, Caterpillar Crawl.
Thank you. till I'm a crawling king snake, and I rule my den. Well, I'm a crawling king snake, and I rule my den. Don't want to run my maid, want to use her for myself. You know you caught me crawling now, baby, well, when the grass was very high. I'm just gonna keep on crawling now, baby, until the day I die, because I'm a crawling king snake, and I rule my den. Come on and give me what I want, baby, and I won't crawl no more. Now, baby, but I'll be back for long. When I come to town, now, baby, I'll be the same old snake again. Of course, I'm a crawling king snake. Yes, yes. And I rule my den. Come on and give me what I want, baby. And I won't crawl no more. Yes, I'm crawling now, baby. I'm crawling in front of your door. You got anything I want now, baby? I'm gonna crawl up on your floor, because I'm a crawling king snake, and I rule my day.
Won't feed his Jersey cream. Far from the fireplace and stopped in the middle of the floor. Well, he cried from the fireplace and stopped in the middle of the floor. The mama, ain't that your second daddy standing back there in the door? She grabbed my baby, spanked him. I tried to make her leave him alone. I grabbed my baby, spanked him. I tried to make her leave him alone. I tried my best to stop her. She said the baby ain't none of mine. Woman rocks the cradle and I declare she rules her home. Woman rocks the cradle and I declare she rules her home. Many men rock some other man's baby and the fool thinks he's rocking his own. Crawling baby, new. I say, well, late last night when I let the crawling baby loose. I won't throw my clothes out the door, now I got the crawling baby blue.
Just a call. I can have a new face. myself, nearly let your mouth slip, slip. Emotion packed in every tear, emotion mirrors your fear. Smile and say hello, dear, 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 dear. My mind is rearranged, now I can't feel sure again. Am I really happy or maybe just pretending? I can't tell the difference.
Want you all enough to slice and promise paradise and see what you have done. One of these days you crawl right home to me. One of these days you wish and set me free. One of these days you crawl on hands and knees. But I won't hear no, no begging plea. No.
Crawl out through the fallout, baby, when they drop that bomb. Crawl out through the fallout with the greatest of aplomb. When your white count's getting higher, hurry, don't delay. I'll hold you close and kiss those radiation burns away. Crawl out through the fallout, baby, to my loving arms. Through the rain of strontium 90, think about your hero when you're at ground zero and crawl out through the fallout back to me. Crawl out through the fallout, baby, you know what I mean. Crawl out through the fallout, 'cause they said this bomb was clean. If you cannot find the way, just listen for my song. I'll love you all your life, although that may not be too long. Crawl out through the fallout, baby, to my loving arms, while those ICBMs keep us free. When you hear me call out, baby, kick the wall out and crawl out through the fallout back to me. 'Cause you'll be the only girl in the world. Why don't you crawl out through the fallout back to me? Why don't you crawl out through the fallout back to me? Why don't you crawl out through the fallout back to me?
Drinking people have your age. for my baby. What a cheer. She's got that love bug crawling down on my spine. Well, I know that she loves me. I know that she'll be true. But she loves me even more when I love you. When I love my baby, what a thrill. When I hold my baby, what a cheer. She's got that love bug crawling down on my spine. Well, I know that she loves me. I know that she'll be true. But she loves me even more when I whisper, I love you. When I squeeze my baby, what a time. You know I'll please my baby, all the time. She's got that love bug crawling down on my spine. She loves me even more than I love you. When I hug my baby, what a thrill. When I kiss my baby, what a chill. She's got that love bug crawling down on my
ambition, but I believe just about the biggest case of ambition I ever saw was in a bug that I saw crawling along the beach one day. He was a mighty ambitious bug. On the beach one early morning, as the day was newly dawning and the sun again was warming all the chill throughout the land, I saw me a bug a-walking, and at first I thought he was squawking, then I found out he was talking while he crawled across the sand. He was crawling mighty straight at a slow but a steady gait, and when I asked him to wait, he said, "Oh, come on, crawl along with me." But I said, "Where you going?" And he said, "You'll be knowing, for I'm gonna make a showing, and you'll someday see." Well, I stood there by the ocean. I suddenly had the notion that I'd start this big promotion, so this challenge I unfurled, said the bug. So I gave my wife a hug and I left my comfy rug, so I could be the only bug that ever crawled around the world. Well, he seemed mighty small and it was a long way to crawl, and I'm sure he couldn't swim at all, so I tried to discourage my friend. I said, "You know, the world is round and there's a mighty lot of ground, and there's some water to be found before you reach your journey's end." And he said, "Now don't you fret, there's problems to be met, but I'll make it, you bet. And this deed will bring glory to my name. You know, they said man would never fly, now he's soaring in the sky, 'cause he had the will to try, so let me win my fame." So he crawled on out of sight as he sought that splendid height, neither looking left nor right, but slowly marching toward his goal. And my knowing he had started on his journey as we parted kept me from feeling too downhearted, for he was a mighty ambitious soul. Well, I've looked everywhere I've been and seen a lot of bugs since then, but not one quite like my little friend. When I think of him, I'm filled with pride. Did he make it? I don't know. He was crawling mighty slow and he had a long way to go. All I can tell you folks is that he tried. He sure was an ambitious bug.
Yeah.
Jackson Jackson stuff there, man. That is awesome. That was Crawl, The Crawl, a bit of a Japanese punk band for you, Lolita number 18. And it is all songs about crawling today on the Zombo in Your Brain radio show here. And it is part of the human experience. This is the movement section of the whole series, where it's going to start out with crawling. Next week is going to be walking, you know, and so forth and so forth and forth. So let's tell you what we played. Crawling from the Wreckage of a Saturday Night by The Connection. We're going to play Crawling from the Wreckage by Rockpile later on. I love that tune, and that's probably going to be the live version, because those guys were... The Rockpile should have been as big as the Beatles, if not better than the Beatles, because the Rockpile had Dave Edmonds, it had Nick Lowe, it had Billy Bremner, and Terry... Oh, I forget the drummer, but man, what an amazing band. But it just goes to show what a, you know... What a sad waste of bourbon that band was. But they really, really knew how to rock and roll, but boozed it up a little too much and fought way too much, especially probably even on stage. Oh, well, as rock and roll. Okay, we heard the White Lights doing a song called Crawl. That was pretty neat. We heard The Bug That Tried to Crawl Around the World from one of the weirdest Johnny Cash records ever to come out from 1966, Everybody Loves a Nut. And that was his comedy record. Yep, yep, nothing says comedy like Johnny Cash. Love Bug Crawl. Jimmy Edwards did that little number. We heard a thing from some Pittsburgh guys, the Stents, My Pally Lally in that band. And that was Crawler by the Stents. Before that, my buddies at the Cynics. The Cynics doing Crawl. Hopefully both of these bands or both of these people in these bands, because I'm not going to say, oh, I'm going to play your song and they'll listen to it. Sometimes Lally does listen to the show. If he did, he's going to hear his band, the Stents. And if anybody at the Git Heap hears anything, they're going to go, oh, he's playing a Sonics tune. That was Crawl from, I think, their last... It was one of their newer records. I think, yeah, Spinning Wheel Motel. And I think that was, wow, that was like 2011 maybe? I don't know, but that didn't seem to come out that long ago. Oh, well. And then we heard, I don't know who did it, but Crawl Out Throughout the Fallout. Crawl Out Through the Fallout, which is just a great, great number. I have no idea who it is, but it's kind of like a knockoff of Tiptoe Through the Tulips, but Crawl Out Through the Fallout. We heard Crawl Back to Me. I know I play some Hip Bone Slim and the Knee Tremblers, but man, they are good, good, and good. That's Crawl Back to Me. We heard, oh, you know we had to hear this. The English Beat, still making great music to this day. And actually, the Specials are coming out with a new record. It's all protest songs, so I'm kind of looking forward to see what the Specials are doing. But because I think there are some members of English Beat in that band. Those guys float all over the joint. That we heard Twist and Crawl, but that was the dub version. That I remember from a cassette from, I think, 1981. So they have rough trade just to put out these special cassettes. And I remember that version of Twist and Crawl, a dub version, which is super sweet. Red Lorry, Yellow Lorry. Always a great goth rock thing. That was the Crawling Mantra. Then we heard some old blues. Old blues, so old. Blind Lemon Jefferson. I like that guy. Yeah. John Lee Hooker. Party on Two Legs, man, that John Lee Hooker doing Crawling King Snake. And we started off with the Caterpillar Crawl. And I'm not quite sure who did that, but that's the original version of Caterpillar Crawl. And I'm sure it was done like a stroll, you know, like to dance the stroll. But so was Rumble. Link Ray's Rumble was also written as a stroll. But it just turned out to be like just a really nice, angry instrumental with a real nice, dark sound to it. You're listening to Zombo right here in your brain, WRCT Pittsburgh. All songs about crawling today, part of the human experience. You know, a lot of crawling going on. You start your life crawling, and you pretty much end your life crawling. So next week is all going to be songs about walking. But today we're going to be crawling, because they say you have to crawl before you walk. A wise man or wise woman or a wise alien once said. I do not know who said that, but it could have been anybody. I always wonder where some of these things actually come from, like a lot of these sayings. And, you know, it's like, oh, you know, and you go back and it goes, oh, that was like this old, who cares what I'm saying? All right, we're going to get back into the music. This is a really funky, cool number called, it's called Let It Crawl. You'll dig this. Society's Bag, WRCT, Pittsburgh, Zombo in Your Brain. All songs about crawling on the human experience series.
Ooh, Let It Crawl.